here have teenagers? Yeah? Get a dog. That way someone in your house is going to be happy to see you.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Have you ever been in debt? A number of years ago, my wife and I took leave of all our senses and built a house that plunged us into a black hole called a mortgage. We became a sitcom family, single, income, three children, oppressive mortgage. Oh, we liked to tell people it was our house, but we knew the truth. It belonged to the bank. We had bought this year's house with the next 20 years' money. To make things worse, our kids were teenagers. They ate more food than the entire population of Guam. Makes me think of the old American proverb, "In God we trust, all others must pay cash." Getting into debt helps you realize a few things, my friend. You realize that the reason you're in debt is that you were trying to catch up to people who were already there. You realize how valued you are. If you think no one cares about you, try missing a couple of payments. You'll find out. And you come to understand what it feels like to be at the mercy of someone else. It's a humbling experience when you have a debt so large that you can hardly see the other side of it. This reminds me of one of my favorite stories told by Mike Iaconelli. He and his wife once struck up a friendship with a young man who was having a difficult year, in and out of juvenile hall. His dad was an alcoholic who emotionally and physically abused the entire family. For 6 months, they spent a lot of time with this young man while his dad went through detox. Later on, they decided to redo the tile in their kitchen and ordered it from a city 60 miles away. When the tile arrived, the company gave him the name of a local guy who could do the job. "Absolutely not," Mike yelled into the phone. "That man is an alcoholic who knocks his family around. I don't trust him." It was the young man's father. But everyone else was booked up. Reluctantly, Mike agreed to hire him, but he watched him like a hawk and demanded a written estimate. When he had finished, Mike told him to come by his office so he could write him out a check. "Oh," the man said, "I need to talk to you about the money." Mike stormed out angrily, convinced that this man was going to try to cheat him. "I'm not going to pay him one dime more than we agreed," he thought. At 5 p.m., the man walked into his office and began writing out a bill. Mike was ready for him. The guy paused for a moment and then said, "A couple of years ago, I was drinking too much. I mistreated my wife and children, especially my oldest son. But you and your wife spent a lot of time with him at a time when he could have gone either way. Shortly after that, I went to AA, and I've been sober ever since. Because of you and your wife, I still have a relationship with my son. I've never been able to thank you, but I'm thanking you now." He handed Mike the bill. Written across the page was "Paid in full." Mike slumped down in his chair when the man left, speechless. This abusing, untrustworthy man had just shown him the meaning of grace and reminded him about the beauty of the gospel. You see, each one of us is in debt. Whether we know it or not, we are. Without God's grace, we are toast. Because of our sin, we've incurred a debt that we simply cannot pay. But God sent his Son to pay it for us. Colossians 2 says this, "God made us alive together with Jesus, having forgiven us all our trespasses by canceling the record of debt that stood against us." It reminds me of the song, "Jesus Paid It All. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow." Each Easter, we celebrate the canceling of that debt. And each time we make another mortgage payment, we do the same. Sitcom family or not, let's remember those three words, "Paid in full," and give thanks today for the debt-canceling power of the cross of Jesus Christ.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper: encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, "I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died." Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.